Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have the entire show dedicated to physical culture today, both hours. And quite frankly, this is like deja vu because we did something like this back in 2012. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, to perform Physical Culture Radio, the number one bench press and cardio program for older dinosaurs. I'm going to help you guys who are like us get a stronger, a better bench press and also more effective cardio. Sorry, I'm just finishing one of my meals. I've been eating more regularly again. I'm trying to put some muscle back on. Anyway, then we're going to be joined by Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski to talk about the resurrection of the Mr. America competition. And first, before we get started, I have to thank my title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the All American EFX Sports banner ads. Now, without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
So, Brooks, back in 2012, you and I did a show, January 19th of 2012, to be exact, where you were on during the first hour talking about old school pressing and shoulder power, and Pete Grimkowski came on the second hour with Randy Roach and talked about the truth about androgen use back in the 70s. And here we are again in 2015. You're the first hour, and those two guys are the second hour. What is the chances of that?
Those are pretty bizarre, but it's been a bizarre day. I got on my dinosaur training blog. In fact, I was going to send you an email with a suggestion for something that we might do today, and I got on the blog. And it always has the number of hits, and the number popped up at 800,008. So it was 800,008, of which, you know, what are the odds on that? So I was thinking, obviously today's a day to do eight sets of eight reps on everything, or, I don't know what.
Well, now if you squint, it says boob. So lots of ways to look at that. Yeah, and then here we are again today talking about old school bench press and cardio programs for our older trainers. And the truth of the matter is, this is not just for older trainers, or trainees, I should say, because the reality is, when you get older, you learn to train smarter. A lot of young guys get into the gym and do a lot of stuff that isn't really necessary and doesn't really reap the benefits they're looking for. So they can, remember that old adage your dad probably told you, and now it's something you can tell somebody else about the two bulls, the young bull and the old bull standing on the hill.
Yeah.
And the old bull looks down and says, boy, look at all those cows down there. We should go have us one of those. And the young bull says, come on, let's run down there and have one. And he goes, well, why don't we walk down and we can have them all? So, it's,
do you know who has shared that in an email a couple of times? He's been a guest on your show.
Bill Hinburn. Yeah. I knew it. As soon as you said, who shared it, I thought Bill Hinburn. That sounds like his wisdom.
Yeah. So, the old bull and the young bull.
And in honor of both Physical Culture Radio and the resurrection of the Mr. America competition, we used a really nice three-image set of John Grimmick, because you said to me, there were guys who won the Mr. America before him, but there was no real great or greater Mr. America than John Grimmick, right?
That's right. They actually had a couple of, quote, Mr. America contests early on. And there was a little bit, there's a bit of debate as to who was the first official Mr. America. And one of the things that people don't know is that what was probably the first Mr. America contest was held on December 1, 1938, a let me repeat, 1938, long time ago.
Right.
And it was held at Pink Gardner's Reducing Salon and Gymnasium in Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady. It's actually Schenectady. Yeah, yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, yeah, it's a nice area of New York, actually.
Yeah, and they had 39 men, and, you know, bodybuilding was a brand-new thing, and this was a brand-new deal. Now, Pink Gardner, by the way, in case you're thinking, hey, if there's a guy called Pink, what in the world was he doing
in physical culture?
In the iron game, yeah. Weightlifting game, you know, he doesn't sound like a very macho type. Actually, he was a wrestling champion. He was a legitimately tough person and ran a gym, but it had the name of Pink Gardner's Reducing Salon and Gymnasium.
Well, let's face it, who was going for reducing back then? Women were. They were holding their butts on those wheels that spun and mm-hmm. those belts that jiggled them, and they thought that was the answer to losing body fat. So I think the name Pink was probably more inviting to a woman than some, Haystacks Calhoun or, I mean, it makes sense why they would use the name Pink, first of all.
Well, yeah, but I do not know if it was a co-ed training center or one that had, you know, women's days and men's days, as many of them had back then. I do know this, that the winner of that contest, what they called America's Best Physique Contest, was a man named Burt Goodrich, who was a great all-around athlete. And Burt Goodrich went on to be a Hollywood stuntman.
Oh.
And he doubled for Buster Crabbe, Ken Maynard, John Wayne.
Wow.
You know, and later opened a gym on Hollywood Boulevard, one of the first, you know, big gyms out there. So he had a lot of history going. And I've read some accounts of things that he did. He actually... They would do live stunts back then, and he and a partner one time, they were in a Western, and they were the stuntmen. They were escaping from bandits or Indians or something. And I know that's not politically correct, but that was the way they scripted it.
Right,
then,
right.
Sorry. But in any event, they had to escape by
Brooks Kubik, ever the attorney in the background. I mean, you're actually editing your own thoughts as you're going along, right?
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, I could have phrased that much worse, I suppose. But
yeah.
In any event, they're escaping, and the idea is they come to a big cliff, and instead of doing the spoiler alert, Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid, jump off the cliff thing, they throw a rope across to a cliff 100 yards away, and they climb hand over hand over this rope to escape. Well, they did that for real, not just as a stunt.
Yeah, no green screen chromatic photography where they're doing it in the studio and putting a picture. Right.
Yeah, so what you have is Burt Goodrich, the first Mr. America, and this other poor stunt man, and they're going hand over hand. They're like, 100 feet above the floor of a rocky canyon, hanging on for dear life. And if they don't make it, there's no mattress, there's no cushion, there's no landing pad, there's nothing. And there's no ropes to catch them. If they fall, that's it. And another time he was in a Tarzan movie swinging on a vine, and the vine broke. And he fell and took a 30-foot fall. And when he came to and they patched him up, a couple hours later, they made him redo it because they had to finish shooting in that day.
Oh, man. That's what being strong gets you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it got him fame and fortune, but a lot of bumps and bruises as well.
All right, so let's move on and start our discussion about the best bench press and cardio programs for older dinosaurs. What is the best bench press program for older dinosaurs?
Okay, let me clarify here that by older, I'm talking about 40, 50, 60,
70,
and
80, and 90. Yeah.
Yeah, And this actually came as a question from a 68-year-old dinosaur. 68 years old, still training, and he said that back in the day, he used to bench 350, did 225 for 15 reps. He knows he's not going to get back up to those numbers, but he does want to boost his bench press a bit. So, you know, he says, what should I do? What kind of special bench press program should I follow? And here's my answer, and in many ways it's a similar answer to any older trainee, 50, 60 on up, who asks about how do I specialize on pretty much anything. You know, whether it's arms, legs, chest, shoulders, press, bench press, squat, deadlift, you know, whatever. Let's talk about sensible specialization. The first thing is, number one, start out by training your whole body. Don't get on a program where all you do is arm training or all you do is bench press training. Train your whole body. That's important. And one reason why it's important is because you want all of the hormonal activity, all of the hormonal enhancement that comes from working your legs and back. So work the whole body. You don't have to do it all as total body workouts. You can divide it up. In fact, divided workouts are better for older trainees because they allow more rest and recovery. But train everything. Don't just focus on one part of the body because you want to specialize. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, do a little bit of additional work for the lift or the body part that you're specializing on, as opposed to doing 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 different things for the specialization area or the specialization lift. And the reason is simple. If you hammer with too many exercises, you're going to overtrain. And particularly if you're an older trainee, overtraining is always a very big risk for any older trainee. And if you try to go on something heroic, all that's going to happen is you're going to overtrain, burn out, and probably hurt yourself. And Carl, you've seen that happen to people time and again. I mean,
happens to me.
That's nothing new. Yeah, it happens to almost everybody.
Right.
You know, and you really have to say, okay, this time I'm going to be smart about what I do. Which is, it's actually a little bit of a hard discussion to have with oneself.
Well, and it changes once you get to the gym quite often. So yeah, you have that discussion. You're like, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to train sensibly. And this could be, look, I'm coming off of an almost 2.5 week layoff.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 57 years old, 2.5 weeks, the slide back downhill is much faster than the climb back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, so I got to go easy, but then I'm like, well, I think I've got it. I think I can start doing this. And so you have to stop and go, wait a minute. And in the words of Coach Dan John, the goal should be to keep the goal the goal. You know what I mean? So in other words, stick to your program. Don't change it just because all of a sudden, well, I feel good. I think I'll go ahead and squat heavy today. No, squat heavy next week if that was your original plan. Stick to the plan.
Tommy Kono has something similar where he says, if you have a really great workout, back off in the next workout.
Mm.
Because that really great workout was an anomaly, you know, it was a blip on the radar screen. If you try to make it happen again, it's not going to happen. And you're going to tear yourself out. You're going to tear yourself down. So, you know, great workout, that's awesome. Enjoy it. But then be cautious the next time you go back.
Yeah.
So.
Why don't we take our break? Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking about the best bench press program for older dinosaurs, and then we're going to talk about the best cardio program for older dinosaurs. Stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. We'll be right back.
The best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to Brooks HighPriceCubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. We're talking with my co-host Brooks Cubic as he's now delivering the best bench press program for older trainees. So you said don't overdo it was the last thing that we really got to.
Yeah, and you know that's really important because if you are trying to maintain bench press strength as you get older, your real problem is you don't want to end up with some kind of joint problems. You don't want bad shoulders, bad elbows holding you back. And there's a huge percentage of older trainees who can't even do bench pressing anymore because they've got shoulder problems or elbow problems, wrist problems. They've torn a pec, they've done something, and, you know, they're just not benching anymore. So, you know, caution is the order of the day. And in that respect, let me make some very specific suggestions. work on maintaining healthy shoulders as much as you work on building strength. It is better at age 60 or 65 or 70, joint integrity and joint strength, than to just focus on building ferocious raw strength. And virtually anyone who is successful as an older competitive lifter does a whole lot of work, you know, training for balance development mm-hmm. and doing a lot of rehab, a lot of what people call prehab, you know, doing the things that keep the joints healthy, because otherwise you run into problems and you end up not being able to keep on lifting.
Right.
So for bench presses, you know, you train your bench, you do dumbbell exercises for the shoulders, Indian club work, cables, and by cables I mean what used to be called chest expanders. Very good for shoulder health.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of simple rotational movements, lateral raises, front raises, rear delt raises, work the rear delt as much as you work in the, you know, the frontal delts and the pecs and the bench press motion, because you want to keep things balanced. A lot of dumbbell rowing in good form, not big, huge dumbbell that you're heaving up there, using a lot of back and leg and momentum. Make it a true shoulder and upper back motion. Pull as high as you can, hold for a count of two, lower slowly, all that type of stuff. A lot of pull-downs. If you can do pull-ups, do pull-ups. But really work on balanced upper body development, and a lot of people don't do that. They start to become bench press fanatics, and they forget all about the rest of the upper body, including the back, and that always leads to problems.
Right.
Now, I'm a huge believer in the power rack for building bench press strength.
Really? Oh, for like dead stop bench presses where you coming off the pins and going up?
Yes. And when I was doing competitive powerlifting and competitive bench press contests, I never trained regular bench presses. I only did power rack benches where I would start with the bar, usually at the very bottom position on pins set so that it was touching my chest, and I'd do a dead stop bench press. I called those bottom position bench presses. You can do them from the chest. You can do them with the pin set so you start 2 inches above the chest or 4 inches, 6 inches. Those are all really good exercises, and they're very good movements, and they build a lot of strength. Problem for an older trainee is that sometimes they can just be too hard on the shoulders.
Right.
So the word on the power rack is if you can use it, it's a great tool. If you can't, then you can't. And that's that, and get over it and move on. Now, a good alternative, if a bottom position bench hurts you as an older trainee, a good alternative is to try a pause bench press, which is a regular bench press, lower to the chest, pause for a count of two, and then press up. You know, that can be very, very effective.
Which is very similar to a competitive bench press in powerlifting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it varies from federation to federation. Some federations do touch-and-go lifting now. When I was competing, it was an actual dead stop, and the referee would say press, and only when the bar was motionless on your chest.
Right.
You know, so you had to lower the bar slowly, bar's on the chest, there's no movement whatsoever, and then you get the press command. And then you press. And that's why bottom position bench pressing was so effective for me, because it taught me how to press from an absolute dead stop with no momentum whatsoever. Now, the other thing that I'm going to note is that if you're an older trainee, your days of wide grip bench pressing are probably behind you. And that's simply because the wide grip bench press is very, very hard on the shoulders. And unless you have really, really sturdy joints, very unusual joint integrity, and a particular type of build that works well with the wide grip bench press, and most people don't.
Which,
have
in
that.
My opinion, believe it or not, is having narrow shoulders. Really, I'm serious. I think the wider your shoulders, the more difficult this becomes.
Well, because the wide shoulder means that you've got, in most cases, longer muscles. You know, so think about that, and you know, think of Think of Steve Reeves doing a wide grip bench press. That's a whole heck of a lot different than a shorter man with a deeper chest and shorter arms doing a bench press. It's much different movement.
Yeah.
You know. But in any event, the wide grip bench press is probably a thing of the past. So is the dip. I would never counsel an older trainee to use dips as an assistance exercise for the bench press. They're tough on the shoulders at any age. And if you're older and you're trying to avoid shoulder problems, or maybe you've had them in the past, they're not worth it at all. Do something else. Your best assistance exercise for the bench press is the close grip bench press. And by close grip, I don't mean thumbs touching or even close together. I mean slightly closer than shoulder width. So maybe 2 inches in from a shoulder width grip, maybe 4 inches in, but that's it. That's a very good assistance exercise, builds a lot of tricep strength, and you can go pretty heavy on it in comparison to your regular bench press. Do them not for singles, not for doubles, not for triples, but for sets of five. It's an assistance exercise. You don't need lower reps. So those are, you know, some basic guidance. Now, as far as the training program, I like five sets of five, followed by one set of three, followed by one set of one. That's a good program. And I like a pattern where you are training the bench press once a week. No more often than that, once a week. A lot of trainees overtrain the bench press. They do it too often. You often see people hitting the bench twice a week, three times a week, sometimes four times, five times a week. And that's a mistake, particularly for an older trainee. Quality, not quantity. And you want to make sure that you're doing things that are allowing full recovery of the pressing muscles, and very importantly, things that are helping to preserve the shoulder joints and to promote strong, secure, healthy shoulders. And the most important key there is rest. Carl, you played baseball when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I got hit in the face with a baseball bat playing catcher.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So I
didn't know that.
That's why I have these beautiful, lush lips.
Wow.
I actually did get my lips split open by a kid named David Alvarez for standing. I was standing too close. I was the catcher. But anyway, yeah. Of course, I played baseball when I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we all did. And we all know that a pitcher is always at risk of throwing his arm or his shoulder out.
Right.
And so one thing that they have pitchers do is pitch every maybe 3, 4, 5 days. Because, the idea is you pitch a hard game and then you rest. Well, it's the same in bench pressing. And it's almost the same muscles, shoulders, elbows, triceps, upper body. You train them and then you rest them. And you can do perfectly fine bench pressing once a week. You don't need to hit it any more often than that.
Yeah.
If you're doing an assistance exercise like the close grip bench press, you can do one, say, do the regular bench press on Monday, do close grips on Friday, and that's all the pressing that you're going to be doing. You don't need any more than that. A lot of people, when they go on a bench press routine, what they're really doing is they're going on a bodybuilding routine focusing on the upper body, and they just do tons of different shoulder and tricep and chest exercises.
Right.
And they end up overtraining.
But there's nothing wrong with specialization, but specialization requires that you be sensitive to the potential to overwork a muscle group, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It has to be intelligent specialization.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Do you want to continue on this? Do you want to talk about the best cardio programs for older trainees?
I think we ought to move on to the cardio.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Cubic. You can go to Amazon.com and download any number of Kindle ebooks written by Brooks Cubic to learn how the fathers of physical culture trained and integrate that into the way you train today. Go to Kindle ebooks at Amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic and download books today and be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
used in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Cubic. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski to talk about the resurrection of the Mr. America competition, ironically, in New York, not too far from Schenectady in Rochester, New York. So, coming back...
That is funny.
Yeah, coming back to its roots. I love it. I this is really the phoenix rising from the ashes, and I'm very hopeful about it. Okay, so, cardio is essential. Everybody who's anybody in strength and conditioning knows you can't ignore cardio because it makes the heart stronger, and anything that makes the heart stronger allows you to train harder. Heavy resistance training builds one type of hypertrophy of the heart. And we're not talking about pathological. We're talking about physiological changes of the heart. And cardio builds another type of hypertrophy. You need both eccentric and concentric. You want strong, thick walls, but you want a heart that can expand to a great degree to push volume through. You can't get both of those if you don't combine resistance training with cardio. But when you get older, cardio becomes more challenging. I'm raising my hand. I'm 57 years old. I used to be able to do stuff, run for long periods of time, and now aches and pains and muscle aches and my back doesn't feel right and I'm always adjusting myself and my feet hurt, blah, blah, blah. You don't run as long. You can't run as fast. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't change. If you focus on it and make your goal to improve, you can, but it takes some sensibility in integrating cardio as well. So what should we be doing, Brooks?
Well, let me stay on your point for a minute. And here's the problem. Everybody remembers what they used to do when they were young.
Yes.
Yeah.
I listen to Linkin Park when I train because there is a frustrated, angry 16-year-old stuck inside me that when I look in the mirror, I don't see him. I see this old guy.
Yeah. When I was a high school wrestler, I went to two different high schools, both of which had outstanding wrestling programs and really good coaches. And at one of the schools, Rich East High School in Park Forest, Illinois, Coach Skip Dunn is in the Illinois High School Wrestling Hall of Fame. He had a system of training us where very methodically, over the course of the entire wrestling season, he worked us up to the point where the varsity wrestlers were in such good shape that in practice they could go out on the mat and stay on the mat for 90 minutes. And the other guys would rotate through. You'd go 2 minutes with one guy, and then he'd go rest, and you'd immediately go 2 minutes with another guy, and then he'd go rest, and then you'd go with a third guy for 2 minutes, and he'd go rest. And everyone that you wrestled was getting a rest, but you weren't. You were there for 90 minutes of virtually nonstop wrestling. And everybody knows high school wrestling is an incredibly difficult, demanding sport. And you want a cardio workout, I mean, that will bury most people, and it'll do it in about 30 seconds. And we got up to the point where we could wrestle for 90 minutes nonstop. And so by the time that it was state tournament time, and, you know, we were in the most important matches of the season, and they were six-minute matches, you know, we were in great shape. We were able to go all day long. That is the way I remember things being. And the problem is I'm 58, and that was when I was 16 or 17. It was a long time ago. And no matter what you do, you're not going to be in the same condition that you were in when you were a young athlete. You're just not.
Well, I want to say that parenthetically, not without utilizing some modern therapeutics. I mean, if you eat right, sleep right, train hard, but you are physically a 57 or 58 or 59 or 60-year-old male, biologically, you can't. And this is not for this show, but there are ways to use therapeutics to increase your ability to kind of rage against the machine, so to speak. And let's just leave that at that. I'm not looking for acknowledgement, but I just want to say that to those guys out there who are hopeful, there are some things you can do. That's all.
So here's the problem. People go on the internet, they go on Facebook, they go on YouTube, and they see all this really cool stuff that people are doing. And they read about all this cool stuff. You know, people are doing plyometrics, they're doing jumping drills, mm-hmm. they're doing sprints, they're doing hill sprints. You know, some people combine strength training with long distance running.
Right.
You know, some people like to bicycle, you know, 20 miles every day. Some people use a rowing machine. There are some people, Clarence Bass, for example, who can combine weight training with world-class work on a rowing machine. You know, prowler pushes, finishes, high rep body weight work, high rep kettlebell swings, you know, all kinds of stuff. Everybody sees this on YouTube and in Facebook videos. And they're like, oh, wow, that looks cool. I want to do that. And so they run out and they start doing it, and they forget that the person in the video that looks so cool is young enough to be their son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter.
And they have done this for a long enough period of time to where they're specializing in it now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is worlds removed from someone who's older. And you know, that is just the way it is. So what you have to do as an older trainee is find something that is appropriate for you. And think of some other things that factor in here that most people ignore. When you're younger, typically you don't weigh as much.
Mm-hmm.
So think of the stress on the knees and ankles, for example, if you have a running-based cardio workout. If you're 15 years old and you weigh 130 pounds versus you're 40 or 50 or 60 and you weigh 200 or 225 or 250.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if that 200 or 225 or 250 is
muscle. Right.
It's
still 250 pounds bearing down on your joints.
Absolutely. You literally took the words right out of my mouth. And so you have to think about that. And the other thing that you have to think about is, do you have any nagging injuries, what I refer to as dings and dents?
Torn hamstring, torn bicep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, forget about it. Impinged shoulders. I mean, I'm like freaking Frankenstein now.
Well, and there's, you know, that's not to say that you've been doing anything wrong. It is simply to say that's what happens as you go through life.
You know what? And we have to go into a break, but okay. I want to share a real quick story. So I was on the road the other day, and I saw a 1955 Porsche Spyder. Wasn't that the one that James Dean died in?
Might have been.
Okay.
Okay.
And in its day, that car owned the road, right?
Yeah.
Today, the crappy Lexus I was driving would outperform it and outmaneuver it on the road. I was watching it, and as the guy was making turns, it was leaning and swaying, and I'm thinking, wow, back in its day, this was the standard. This was like, oh man, this is a sports car. This thing could go 90 miles an hour, take turns at 60. Well, my Lexus will take turns at 90. So, You have to look at things. I don't want any law enforcement out there watching for me. Look, the bottom line is things have to be taken in certain context. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you that there is a solution to this. There is a good cardio workout that'll give you everything that you need without putting you at danger. And I think you're going to be surprised to hear what it is. So stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Oh, no, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. There they go!
She's crazy like a fool.
Welcome back. To Physical Culture Radio. By the way, I just downed the new Quest protein product. It's a beautiful blend of flavors, banana flavor. It's amazing. And it is a combination of micellar casein, whey protein, and it's fantastic. If you haven't tried the new Quest protein powders, you're really missing out on a reasonably priced, high-quality protein product. Okay, so cardio is important. What is the answer?
Well, let me before I give the answer, let me just say one thing, because I'm gonna bet that we have a lot of younger listeners as well as older listeners on this show.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and you know, here's something very important for everyone listening of any age. If your primary focus is strength training, cardio is important, but it's secondary. And that's just the way it is.
Right.
You know. Okay.
Yeah, you're not a distance runner, you're not a long distance runner, you're not a sprinter. You're a physical culturist.
Absolutely. And you know, your focus is adding weight to the bar and the squat, the deadlift, your other exercises. And if you overdo the cardio, you're going to cut into that, particularly your squats and your deadlifts. And anything involving your legs, hips, lower back are going to take a big hit if you overdo the cardio. And if you try to, you know, if you try to get around running based, cardio, anything that works the legs and hips, and you try to do something like rowing, well, you know, then your upper body training is at risk if you don't do it carefully. So, you know, you need to choose what's important to you. And if what's important to you is the strength training and the mass building, then that's what you need to focus on. And so the cardio has to be secondary. That means instead of doing something that is cool and sexy and really difficult and advanced, you do something that's very basic. And you save the sexy, difficult, advanced part of your training for your strength training and your muscle mass building.
Right.
So here's the answer. Walking.
Just like pro bodybuilders do, right? So professional bodybuilders, you see them doing an hour of cardio, a moderate to a brisk walk. That's it.
And are you talking about on a treadmill or outside? Or
both? I prefer walking outside because it's really walking. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys that'll do it on a treadmill.
And again, we're talking about walking. We're not talking about some super high-speed power walking. We're not talking about walking with a weight vest on. We're not talking about going up to the top of a tall building, up the steps. We're not talking about going up and down hills, although, you know, those things are all fine if you're in shape for it. But we're literally talking about going out and walking for half an hour twice a day or for half an hour once a day or going out and walking for an hour.
Now, you know who came on my show, and you happen to know her because you went to the UK to do a training seminar, and you met Sabina Scala, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And Sabina is a strength and conditioning coach to some of the top MMA fighters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she just makes them walk 40 minutes two or three times a week to improve their volume throughput in the heart. And she says if you have them start doing wind sprints and all this other stuff, then their ability to punch and grapple starts to fail.
Which is exactly the same thing that I was just saying when I was saying your primary focus is strength training and muscle mass building.
Right.
Whatever your primary focus is, that's what you need to focus on, and everything else is secondary. You know, it doesn't matter if you see something and you're like, wow, that's really cool, I wish I could do that. If it doesn't translate into improvement in your game, whatever your game is, then it's probably not worth doing and it may be counterproductive. So, you know, that's my view on cardio. It's very simple. Walking is low impact. It's easy on the joints. Not going to hurt your knees.
It's enjoyable.
Hurt your feet, you not can do. Hurt your ankles.
You can do it with family members. You can include the kids and your significant others.
You know, and if you don't have kids or significant others, it's a great way to meet significant others.
There you go.
You know, the other thing I'll throw out. I think you mentioned this earlier, but you know, if you have a dog, this is really simple. Walk your dog.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a big dog in particular, take a big dog for a walk. You know, a big dog needs a lot of walking, 3 miles a day. Why not just put on the shoes
just
and
do
it?
Just do me a favor. If you walk your dog, take a plastic bag and pick up his poop. Because that's it. And take the poop and put it in a garbage can. Don't throw it on the sidewalk when no one is looking. Okay?
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, that's another way of saying be a grown up.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I obviously a pet peeve of this crotchety old man on this side of the microphone.
So. Well, we need to get you a dog.
Nah,
you know?
My dog days are over. I like being able to cut and run when I want to cut and run. You can't do that with a dog. You got to put him in the kennel, and you know, nah, I don't want to do it. Yeah. I did dogs my whole life. I'm done with dogs.
That's true. You know, I was just thinking, one of the hotbeds of physical culture was New York City back in the day. And guess what? Nobody drives in New York. Everybody walks. And similarly, on the West Coast, one of the hotbeds was Oakland, San Francisco, Bay Area. And, you know, if you've ever visited Oakland, San Francisco, walked around, you get a good workout just walking around up and down those hills.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, walking has, you know, it's not fancy, it's not sexy, but it's very effective. It's a great exercise, and it's the perfect exercise for someone who is larger and heavier than the average population, for people who stress their knees and their hips and their lower backs by doing heavy squats and deadlifts and other heavy exercises, and by people who are older, for those in the audience who are older.
Well,
or who
and
train
plus,
older people or who are going to be older someday.
Yeah, you're all going to be older. We'll stand here and wait for you to catch up. I have a book somewhere, and I have literally boxes of books here that authors send me, and I did an interview, I think it was last year, The Evolutionary Perspective of Walking, which it's called Born to Walk. And it's like we are one of the few animals on the planet that can literally walk for days. We take it for granted that we can do it, but it's very rare. In fact, before hunting implements like spears and stuff,
mm-hmm.
we were persistence hunters. Because we stood upright, the sun didn't affect us as much. Because we sweat through our skin instead of our tongue or our paws, we were able to manage our body heat better.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do is we would walk after an antelope, and we would walk after it long enough to where it got tired, and it would lay down under a tree, but we wouldn't have to lay down. We'd keep walking, so it'd have to get up and run some more. And we did that until it died. It literally fell over and died of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we dragged it back to camp and cut it up and we ate it. So walking is actually what we are genetically designed to do. Now, you can pick up the pace and run, but it comes with some risks. It's high impact and so on. So why not do what you were genetically designed to do and walk? There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The website is brookscubic, KUBIK.com. If you've been living under a stone and you don't know who Brooks is, go to the website and learn more. You can go to Amazon.com and buy any number of actual paper books and or Kindle ebooks on training, as well as Brooks Cubic is the only person that I know of within the physical culture community that has interwoven physical culture and fiction. He writes about physical culturists, bodybuilders, if you will, in their everyday lives, juxtaposed against the backdrop of war and life in general. Nowhere will you find fiction novels written about people like us other than the books that Brooks Cubic has penned. So go to brookscubic.com to learn more about him, read his blog, go to amazon.com and buy a book. Brooks, thanks so much for today's show.
My pleasure, Carl. Have a good second hour.
Yes, see you next week. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski to talk about the resurrection of the Mr. America competition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbaline yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Keeping with physical culture radio, this second hour continues down the path of physical culture. I'm joined by the gentleman that I credit with changing the direction of this show completely, a person I like to call friend, Randy Roach. How you doing, Randy?
Good afternoon, Carl. I'm doing great today.
And also a guy who literally blew up the internet before Kim Kardashian did when he appeared on my show in 2012, That was probably one of the most downloaded shows, if not the most downloaded show of 2012. Every forum, every board, every bodybuilding person was talking about that show because of your brutal honesty, and a legend in the bodybuilding world himself, Pete Grimkowski. How you doing, Pete?
Hi, Carl. Nice to be on the show. Really good to be back here. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Okay, so the reason you're on the show is because, like the phoenix has risen from the ashes, you are resurrecting the Mr. America competition. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
So before we start talking about this resurrection, we really need to kind of... Brooks Cubic just talked briefly about back in the day, there was actually some question about which was the first Mr. America competition and who was the first Mr. America. Randy, I know that you've written about this in the original volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Okay, most affiliate the Mr. America with the AAU, the Amateur Athletic Union, which was a more powerful governing body or amateur sports back before 1978. It's still active today, But if you go with that, then Roland Esmacher is considered the first AAU Mr. America, because in Chicago, well, July 1939 in Chicago, there was a physique contest held with the AAU Senior Weightlifting Championships. But, excuse me, less than a month earlier in Amsterdam, New York, Johnny Hordeens ran America's Finest Physique Contest. But on the poster advertising the show, it was marked all over the place as Mr. America. So that was won by Burt Goodrich. But there's actually two. A lot of, both have been credited, and people debate over it a little bit. But both Burt Goodrich and Roland Esmacher were considered the two Mr. Americas. But the AAU was affiliated heavily with that 1939 contest. And the next year, John Gremick won it in 1940 and 1941. Twice in a row, and then they stopped the winners from competing and dominating because they thought John Gremick would continue winning it as long as he wanted to compete.
Right.
So that's when the Mr. America got started way back in 1939.
Now, the Mr. America was the big bodybuilding competition before the Olympia, right?
Yeah, even today, even though the Mr. America is not really being run today, that is the most recognizable bodybuilding title in the world, even more so than probably the Mr. Universe is probably close. But a lot of people today don't even know who the Mr. Olympia is or what the Mr. Olympia is. But everybody, it's in our culture. It's Mr. America is a very recognizable title. And it was dominant. It was a dominant bodybuilding title right up until probably the end of the 1960s, when I'd say the NABBA Mr. Universe had caught it in prestige. Because Boyer Coe, who won the AAU 1969 Mr. America, held the NABBA universe up at the same level and maybe even a little bit more over his Mr. American title that year. So those two titles, but the AAU was ran supreme for decades.
So what happened to the Mr. America? Was it when the AAU started to kind of lose its momentum that the Mr. America competition also went with it? Or what happened to the Mr. America competition?
This was a very complicated time for amateur sports. It was called the Sports Act of 1978, where the AAU was divested of some of its power, because before that time, the AAU was a national governing body for the Olympics. It worked with the Olympic Committee to establish athletes who were going to go on an international level in the Olympics. But politics intervened, and the AAU was brought down in power, and the United States Olympic Committee was tremendously upgraded in power. And the Amateur Athletic Union, which was the AAU, which ran weightlifting, and the weightlifting committee kind of governed over bodybuilding and powerlifting, they had to basically segregate weightlifting and powerlifting and bodybuilding into their separate national governing bodies, their own committees. And at that time, it gave the Weeders an opportunity to make the AAU their national affiliate, because the IFBB could never get any hold on American bodybuilding. They were doing it fairly well around the world, but they could never get the AAU to affiliate with them because of the Hoffman-Weider wars that went back years previous. So there was some lawsuits. I'll make this very quick. There were some lawsuits that the Weiders did affiliate with the AAU, but the AAU broke away. That's when the AAU became the NPC, the National Physique Committee, and there were some lawsuits, and the IFBB took off with the NPC, and the AAU continued on. I want to put a plug here. Like we were talking about what many refer to as an American icon, Mr. America.
Right.
John Fair, who is the author of Muscletown USA, has just released this year a great book called Mr. America, The Tragic History of an American Icon. And he follows the whole origins and followed the Mr. America right past 1982, when it kind of drifted off and came second banana to the IFBB and their NPC, American affiliate.
Now, Pete, you actually competed in the Mr. America, right?
Yeah, a number of years. Actually, it was 1971, 72, and 73.
I have a message from Bill Hinburn. And by the way, he says, hello, Randy. Bill Hinburn just messaged me on Facebook. He says, by the way, I attended the 1972 AAU Mr. America contest and senior nationals here in nearby Detroit. Witnessed Pete Grimkowski play second to Steve Mihalik. A shame. Pete should have won. He had unbelievable deltoids and an amazing physique. Now, Randy, before we even did the show, you once said to me that Pete should have won that competition as well, right?
Yes. Pete can correct me if I'm wrong here. In 1972, Steve Mihalik He had a great physique, but he won the Mr. America. Pete defeated him in the junior Mr. America, took the most muscular, and in the Mr. America, Pete defeated him again in the most muscular, but lost to him for the whole title. So I don't know how that works, right?
Yeah.
Pete and I talked, and Pete thought probably because Peter was one of the very few guys who was openly honest about taking steroids.
Right.
Where Mahalik denied it, right?
Yeah, you know what? You're what's that old saying? All good deeds don't go unpunished or something like that. I mean, it's true. You've been brutally honest about the drug use that was going on back then. It wasn't exclusive to you. And actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but you competed at weights close to, if not slightly above 250 pounds when you stepped on stage, right?
Yes, sir, definitely.
So you were one of the original mass monsters that guys like Dorian Yates and so on just springboarded off of.
Yeah, I remember back then I was very fortunate. I think what created a lot of publicity for me regarding the steroid issue was the fact that I was on, in 1971, I got on to this would have been, I believe it was around 71, right after the Mr. America contest, where I placed second at Casey. And actually, me and Casey Vieter were very good friends because we were training down in Orlando, Florida, with Arthur Jones a little bit down there then. And in fact, I think I was down there in 69. Randy knows better than I do. I can't remember those days.
Yeah, it was. I don't think you were there in 69. It was more after that.
It was more in the 70s then, yeah.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, the back then, let's see, what happened then? I was on an international steroid research project with University of Rochester and Stromwell Hospital. And I became really good friends with a Dr. Horowitz from Poland, who was looks like an Einstein mad scientist, and we became good friends. Also, after I got married in 71, we went to Italy for our honeymoon. Me and my ex-wife, of course, she passed away about a year and a half ago with a brain tumor, but in New York. But we were in Italy, and her uncle was a very prominent physician at the time as well, and was sending me all my anabolics at the time. Even radical anabolic activity drugs that were used in research labs and things like that on animals and things. So I figured. But anyways, that brought a lot of attention. And what happened was that when I was down in Florida training with Casey and Arthur, I met Arthur down there, Arthur Jones, you know, with Nautilus. And Arthur brought a point to me. He says, you know, you might have to wait for to win your contest. He says, this might be Mihalik's year. I said, yeah, you know, he's really in my opinion, he's tremendous. He's got a tremendous physique. Steve was really great. But I didn't realize what was going on at the time. And Casey mentioned to me that Julie Levine, where Steve was training, had purchased a full set, one of the first full sets of Nautilus equipment. And Casey looked at me and he goes, you know what that means? And I said, well, no, not exactly. But I says, I think I'm starting to get the picture here. And I had never mentioned this to anyone before because to me, you know, it's politics is politics. Business is business, you know. It all goes hand in hand. It happens here in the United States every day. Well, you know, Steve was training at Julie's gym because I would call Steve sometime in the morning. He would say, yeah, if you ever want to come out to Long Island, you know, from Rochester, you know, come train with us at Julie's gym. You know, we're going to have a full line set of Nautilus equipment. And then later on, I had found out that Arthur donated all the trophies that year for the Mr. America contest. So I just thought, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to wait another year. And so sure enough, Steve won in 72. And, you know, to me, I always had this feeling that I wasn't big enough or I might not have been good enough to compete. Even in 1977 when I came out to California, I saw Ray Mentzer walking across the street. And I said, oh, my God. I said, I'm going to be lucky if I place in the top 10 because I came out The contest was June 10th, 1977. I came out on June 9th. And that I just went directly to Gold's in on 2nd Street in Santa Monica. And Ray was walking across the street. I says, oh, well, I said, I know who's going to win tomorrow.
Right.
Ray, because I was going to compete against Ray, you know, for the tall class.
Right.
Rod, you know, and I figured after seeing him and a couple other contestants, I said, you know, I'd be lucky. I went to Peter Siegel. Dr. Siegel was hypnotized. He was a hypnosis therapist and did articles in muscle and fitness.
Right.
And I knew him from Rochester. I says, Pete, I said, I'll be lucky if I place in the top 10, but I said, I would sure be honored, you know, because these guys look tremendous. Pete says, you know something, there's something wrong with your mind. He
right.
says, can I hypnotize you? And I said, why? And he said, I need to build you up here. You're going to. So he hypnotized me to believe that I could win the Mr. America and that I could pose properly, take my time, and because I was always nervous when I would get up on stage. And fortunately, that year, 77, I won the, my class. And
I mean, you know, you realize you suffer from something that I would say 99 to 98% of all bodybuilders suffer from, and is probably what thrusts them into bodybuilding, including myself, as big as I am, and that is body dysmorphia. We are the opposite of the anorexic. We're never big enough. We always look at ourselves
exactly.
and go, I have people, look, I'm not hypermuscular, but I'm a big guy. I carry a lot of muscle. And I have people say to me all the time, wow, you're a big guy. And I look at myself and I go, what are they looking at? I don't see it. Where is it? You know? So you happen to be like 99% of the guys listening to this show right now who, no matter how big they get, they still go, I don't know, man. I'm just not big enough. Look at that guy over there. Meanwhile, they're bigger than the guy that they're looking at, but they're focusing on something, his biceps, his forearms. And maybe he does have bigger form, and that's all they see. And they go, man, I'm just not big enough. So
that is such a good point. You do focus on those. Like the arms or the bicep. Go ahead, Randy. Yeah.
It's funny with Pete saying this because I remember I was one of my first magazines about 1972. It was about the 72 America, and I saw Pete, and he's probably the only guy that rivaled Don Holworth in shoulder width, right?
Right.
He was just huge. To look at him, and you had to laugh to think that Pete was thinking the same thing that maybe we were. Like, you look at Pete, and we're never going to be that big, right?
Right.
Because the guy was wise as a house, and there's Pete thinking
he's not big enough.
Right?
I know. We have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to get into the new competition, but I have to read something that Bill Hinburn just messaged me. He's listening to the show live. He said, I recall Steve Mihalik placing a full-page ad in Perry Rader's Iron Man magazine denying that he used steroids. Later, as we all discovered, that was an outright lie. So the reality is that you were the only one being honest, and you were penalized for it. That's the truth. So let's do this. Let's leave the listeners with that thought. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Have you tried Carbolin yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski. We're talking about the resurrection of the Mr. America competition. Hopefully someday it will be the crown jewel of bodybuilding again. It's not going to be an overnight success, I would imagine. It's going to take a lot of work. However, it can happen, and it can restore the value in the title of Mr. America. It's really sorely needed in this sport. There's a real opportunity to change the sport. A lot of people are tired of the business as usual outcomes at the IFBB and NPC. There's a lot of vocalization, even from high up, about what's going on. So there's real opportunity, and there's a lot of athletes out there who wish things would change. So, Pete, when did you decide that you were going to undertake this?
I was starting a company called H2 Force, which was a molecular hydrogen, which we could talk about in a little while. But when I started that, I decided I would introduce that along with expos that I wanted to do. I figured, you know, with my old crew from Gold's Gym, George Jackson, Mark Mazurek, who worked for me at the time, started doing like the LA Fit Expo, the San Jose Fit Expo, San Diego Fit Expo, and I figured, and I talked with George, and we were going to tie in and maybe do some expos around the world, and I wanted to get a competition to run with it. But you know what Manning was doing was giving out the Northern District, you know, the Dab, what's it, Will Dabish controls several states. John Lindsay out here was controlling X number of states, you know, Nevada, Arizona, California. And I couldn't have got a contest if I if I tried, you know, after setting up all that stuff. And just as I was shafted in the, well, I wouldn't say shafted, it was just as I didn't like the way situation went with the AAU, and then Ken Sprague and myself started the NPC and made Mannion the representative of that, because I wanted to franchise my Gold's Gyms around the world, and I figured with the steroid image and, you know, even at that time, we wanted to reach out to the general public. So I put Tim Kimber in as a California representative, NPC representative. We decided to put Mannion in charge of the national office and push that out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on the East Coast, because I wanted to clean up that whole image of, you know, the only way you could win a contest is get involved with Gold's Gym. I wanted this thing to be really fair. I didn't want the drug use and all that. And, you know, despite the fact that I was a big steroid user at the time when I competed, but, you know, it was legal then and all, and it was becoming illegal in 1979, 1980, and then, of course, dominated the illegality situation in 82 and 83. So I decided that we would get involved with expos and various things like that. And then Bruce Ebel, who was one of our owners of, here's a kid who started out, I call him a kid, when he was a kid, he started, he's another Robert Redford lookalike, you know, a real handsome kid, young guy that is a real good entrepreneur. And he started out with one Gold's Gym, and now he's up to a dozen of them in the East Coast, and he's planning on doing probably about 30 more. And, packing in incredible amounts of money, you know, per year for his own pocket, and good businessman, good entrepreneur. Started doing a movie that I think Randy had heard about as well, all about the history of bodybuilding. He's got some...
What's the name of it?
Well, I don't know. There's no name yet.
Oh, it's not ready. Okay.
He's interviewed everybody, going way back. Joe Gold, Steve Reeves, all the guys, a lot of people that passed away. Pudgy Stockton, you know, gave him film of all kinds of film footage of the old Venice Beach, Muscle Beach situation with the rings and all that. Well, he went and bought the Mr. America title and then called me up on my birthday and said, "Pete, I got a gift for you." He said, happy birthday. I bought the Mr. America title and I want to donate it to you and for use and doing competitions. He says, "I'm so busy with my gyms." So I said, "Bruce, you know, come in with me on this thing and let's do something really big here." I said, you know, we had the first contest that was considered to be Mr. America was, they actually named it America's Best Built Man on July 4th, 1939. I said, let's get a hold of Jim Rockel, because he was disgruntled with the NPC and IFBB. He was, you know, head judge and secretary of the NPC. I said, he's left, and he had called me and wanted me to get into competitions. I said, I really didn't want to do contests, but I said, you know, let's do a rebirth of the Mr. America and bring this competition back and maybe even do some old adages to it. And well, he came up with the idea of doing athletic points, but it didn't seem to go over too well with a lot of the competitors. So we decided for this first event, we'll run it just as a purely bodybuilding event. And all the other divisions, like the women's divisions, the bikini and various maybe physique stuff like that, would be, we'll put under Grimco International, which is my international corporation.
Right.
Because if we take this internationally, it's going to be a little tough to call it Mr. America on an international level.
Right.
But we will bring it around the world, though.
Okay. And, I got to ask you a question. We got to go into a break, and then we're going to plug the event, which is actually August 8th of this year. In retrospect, looking back, do you think it was a good idea to put Jim Mannion at the helm of all that?
You know, Jim was okay at the time. In retrospect, I'll try to make it real fast. The problem is Jim ran with the ball and didn't give up. I thought when I called Clark Sanchez, Jim Rockel, I thought these guys would all be millionaires now. They'd all share in the revenues. And that's the way I would have done it, like I did with Gold's Gym. These guys are still getting just their way paid to a contest, just paid with their hotel tab picked up. I mean, it's so chump change. I would never have done it that way. And Mannion, you know, I don't know. I could.
You know what? I don't follow bodybuilding, but the people I know that follow bodybuilding have very little good things to say behind closed doors about Jim Mannion, but say great things about him in front of people who could carry words back to him. Everybody's afraid of the guy.
And that's a dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah. And on top of that, I think that, you know, you were worried about the drugs overtaking the sport, and instead cronyism has overtaken the sport. And, yeah. You know, and it may not even – look, the judges may be on the up and up, but when you are underneath a regime that is viewed as corrupt – the judges are seen as corrupt as well, even though they may be doing the right thing and they may be calling the way it should be called. So personally, I don't know anything about bodybuilding. I don't even go to bodybuilding competitions anymore. I love body building. I love physical culture. But
exactly.
I got to say that I think possibly while Jim Mannion may be great for the sport, he may not be great for the sport anymore. That's all.
No, Arnold even just took him to task at his Arnold Classic. If you want to talk about that after the break,
we could do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. That's interesting. So let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, if you've never read the books Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1 and Volume 2, and you touch weights, you are missing the opportunity. You're like a Catholic who's never read the Bible. You're like a Muslim that's never read the Quran. You must read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors if you love bodybuilding, weightlifting, physical culture, or the type of nutritional protocols that we love and thrive on, because Randy Roach chronicles all of it. And if you go to randyroach.ca right now, you can order these copies, put them on your coffee table. They're the most beautiful books in the world. Enlighten your friends. Be the smartest kid on your block. Read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Got this feeling in my head. It woke up away now.
Yo, it's time for me to pump up the volume.
Welcome back. This is Superhuman Radio, our second hour interview with Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski about the resurrection of the Mr. America competition. Hopefully. Now, so you said Arnold made some comments. When did this happen?
This happened following his last Arnold Classic in March. He did a press conference where he clearly expressed his dissatisfaction with the results, with the look of the bodybuilders, and even though they had just awarded Jim Mannion the Lifetime Achievement Award, he took Mannion to task that they have to reexamine these judges, because Arnold never liked the stomachs and he never liked them going back to the 90s. I remember him pointing this out on one of the bodybuilders.
Porter Cottrell, right, on TV.
Yeah,
he stopped the video when he pointed at it, right?
Yeah, he pointed that out. So he was clearly, this is the most outspoken I've seen him. I don't know why he waited that long, but he really expressed his dissatisfaction. But what happened a week later over in Australia with the Arnold Classic Australia, it was the same top three. Arnold liked Cedric McMillan because I can't see him, but he has a good physique in terms of he has a waistline and he has a taper. And Arnold thought he should have clearly placed higher than fourth. But in Australia, Cedric did not compete, but it was the same top three again, which indicates Mannion just didn't care. Whether the shows are fixed.
This gives me a great question. So the competitors that are listening to the show right now, right? Number one, who's going to create the standards for the Mr. America today? Are we just going to use the same standards that the IFBB and the NPC use? Are we going to start standards and grading of athletes based on having aesthetically pleasing of physiques again?
Yeah, we're going to restructure that whole judging situation. We don't feel that these are great-looking athletes that are synonymous with the general public, you know.
I think sustainability of a physique should play into the role here as well, right? I mean, you know,
they can't relate. Better, public can't relate to them, right?
Right.
Yeah,
the public can't relate to
them.
Yeah,
the public can't relate to them. And I see better physiques, truly better physiques, with some of these UFC fighters.
Really? Right.
These what do they call that? That new
CrossFit.
CrossFit
yeah.
People and stuff like that. And that's what we're going to look for. We're going to be drug testing, and we're also going to be looking for that type of physique where they've got to get back to a human-looking individual. You know, you can't get these Neanderthals out there.
You see, but I don't have a problem with the drugs. This is where I draw the line, and maybe I'm wrong. The drugs aren't the problem. They're not the problems. Any more than building a race car is the problem. It's you don't take it out on the road and you drive it down a street like a race car. There's appropriate use of these things. And an athlete using drugs, in my humble opinion, isn't the issue. It's it's the building of distorted physiques that actually penalize the sport in the public eye and will always make this a fringe of a fringe of a fringe sport. And as a result, these athletes will never get the credit that they deserve for putting in decades of unstoppable training, nutrition, and dedication. So in order for the sport to get its credit, it needs to come out of the basement, so to speak, and it needs to come into the light. And these guys can use the drugs, but just don't build the freaky physiques. Focus on sculpting the body. Instead of just putting on muscle for the sake of muscle, put the muscle where you belong. Now, but here's the next question for you, Pete. Right now, there's athletes out there saying, yeah, but I can't compete in that because if Jim Mannion finds out I competed in that, I won't be able to get into the NPC or the IFBB events anymore.
You know, that's exactly a good point you brought up, Carl, because what is Mannion offering these people once they do win any of his events? To get up on a stage and get, you know, have a fix going again? You know, are they going to go to the Olympian and the only ones that are going to win are hand-picked? No, what we're going to do is we're negotiating with some very big networks right now to do an international television show. And it's going to be a lifestyle type of a show, which will be traveling around. You know, we've got connections as it is with various situations around the world through our Gold's Gyms. And what we want to do is bring attention to these great physiques that are all around the world, a lot of them in different sports, that could enter these contests like Mr. America and come up with a new model of a Mr. America. And we can do that and then feature them on our television show along with the women as well. We're going to be negotiating very shortly with NBC, ABC, because we're going through contracts right now and preliminary activity to do this show on a syndicated level throughout the world. And, these networks are expressing interest that we have all this history and all this information that we did with our Gold's Gyms throughout the world. You know, Russia, China, Japan.
Yeah, you can leverage Olympic those athletes. Connections. You can leverage
all
those connections.
These connections are going to create the new Mr. America.
The new Mr. America competition is going to happen in Rochester, New York on August 8th, 2015. There will be men's athletic, physique, and bodybuilding classes. There will be women's athletic, bikini, figure, and physique classes.
We've got legends like Bill Pearl, Red Lareal, Jim Morris, Dan Padilla, Roger Callard, myself, Boyer Coe, Frank Zane. All have been invited. Majority of them, we've already got the airfare and various situations all set up, hotels, everything is done. We'll have a Legends booth. We're going to be filming that not only for the movie, but for the television as well. We probably will have, looking strong right now, it's between maybe Lionsgate, ABC, NBC. Mm-hmm. We'll have a strong connection. We intend to start filming at this at our first Rochester event. Next year we'll be moving the America to another. You know, Gold's Gym lost its lease to Google for the Venice location, so there's not going to be a flagship in Venice after a few more months here.
There's a sign of the times. Physical culture gets pushed out by the computer industry.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it actually speaks a lot of what we don't have people who are invested in physical culture anymore, and we need to because this country is in dire need of the life-extending and health benefits of physical culture, and we need to get up and away from the computers more. Yeah. And I think that's amazing. We have to take.
Well, we're going to try to bring that in with our fashion situation. We're going to try to bring in a little kind. You know, we won't be judging points or for athletic ability or fashion, but we will have a competition under Grimco International, which will allow spectators, contestants, to enter athletic events as well as a fashion event for men and women, and our male and female fashion event, different ages. And what we'll do is we want to bring in celebrities like Ralph Lauren and the people from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, and that'll make it more mainstream as well. That's really a great idea. Well, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
Welcome back. Are you ready for the Mr. America competition? This will be the 61st Mr. America competition. It will be held in Rochester, New York. If you want to learn more about it, go to MrAmerica.life to buy tickets or to learn about entering the competition yourself. The competition is August 8th, 2015. Cash prizes of over $13,000. So this is not small potatoes for your hard work. Lots of big sponsor names associated with it. Maybe you'll be part of a movie or a TV show. One thing's for sure, it's time for somebody new to step up and do something to help solidify legitimacy in the bodybuilding community. And I think that's what Pete is trying to do here. Before we talk about more about the competition itself, you said something about a hydrogen supplement. What was that about?
Yeah, Carl, what we did was my brother was working with the medical industry and still is, and they're also dealing with a Molecular Hydrogen Institute of Japan. And what we're finding out is that after testing waters near the mineral springs were alleged to be the Fountain of Youth, and also into the center of the Bermuda Triangle. Also, we went over to Lourdes, France with them and checked the water, those healing waters in Lourdes, France, and with a gas chromospectrograph, took apart the molecules, found out that the main composition of these healing waters throughout the world is hydrogen. So up until recently, if you look at the information by the Molecular Hydrogen Institute of Japan, they used to use hydrogen, magnesium sticks to create hydrogen water. But there was no way that you could keep it from expelling into a gas. So what we did was we found a way, one of the Russian scientists that works with us found a way to decompose the magnesium molecular structure several different times and recompose it into a different form of a structure that now that we make these tablets and we started putting them in water, but just recently over the past couple of weeks found that it's magnified when you use it with cranberry juice. For some reason, a cranberry juice. So what we do is we take a half a liter of water, which is approximately a half a quart, but it's got to be a half liter bottle. And you leave about an inch from the top so that when we put in two tablets of magnesium, or not magnesium, but it's a complex form of magnesium that becomes a hydrogen tablet, and when it's added to the juice, you cap it up right away. Some people use one tablet a day. I've been using two. It's really tremendous for neurological energy as well as physical energy. And what we're finding out is that it infuses into the liquid. You don't want to use it in a carbonate liquid because then it'll evaporate that hydrogen gas and expel it. But when it's
still liquid, you got to use it in still liquid. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I drink that, and you get this tremendous neurological and physical energy. And what it does, the molecular hydrogen benefits are supports mitochondrial ATP production. That's mitochondrial ATP production. I mean, it's the center of all 3 trillion
of energy,
cells of the body.
Right.
increases body energy on a cellular level, builds endurance and strenuous physical exercise, helps to reduce excessive oxidative damage, decreases lactic acid formation in muscles, prevents early fatigue, protects against micro-injury, blocks free radical induced by overtraining, supports rapid recovery, and prevents and recovers soft tissue injuries.
Where can people learn? Where can my listeners learn about it?
You can either get this. My product I named H2 Force. The reason why is because my brother and the Chinese, the Beijing guys, and the Japanese and the Russians were selling. They all sell it. You know, my brother was a franchise director for me. He got involved in selling it to the medical industry, and I said, why don't we take this and sell it to the sporting industry? This is exactly what we need in the sport, in the sports industry. They gave me full rights for the sport industry. So I, under Grimco International, I started a company called H2 Force, because you know H2O is has hydrogen,
right?
And oxygen.
H2O,
you know, H2O,
right?
H2O is hydrogen, oxygen. Our bodies are 78% fluid. We can breathe oxygen, but how do we get that hydrogen into our bodies? So this gives us tremendous energy without having to use energy drinks loaded with caffeine and sugar. So look for H2Force.com or
Grimco International.com. Yeah, I just found it when I was going to the website.
Yeah, or MrAmerica.life or, you know. But I'm also going to set up, here's another thing. A lot of bodybuilders, a lot of athletes out there can't afford to support their physical fitness career. So rather than put this stuff in health stores and you know, we got to discount it anyways, half, cut the price in half if we're going to put it in a health store, I figure give the opportunity to people like I did with Gold's Gym, bringing Gold's Gyms all over the world.
Right.
So I'm going to set up distributorships, independent distributors, so people can become their own boss, set up an independent distributorship, get the product from us, sell it for retail, and support their athletic careers, because
okay.
Now with unemployment, you know, it makes it difficult for everybody out there.
Go to h2force.com if you want to learn more about this. Okay, so let's get back to the subject at hand. Randy, is there anything that you want to throw in here before we end the interview about the upcoming Mr. America competition? I think the real question here right now, I think, is that the athletes out there today, they've been penalized before for trying to go over to another competition by being banned from the NPC and IFBB. And
well, they can't do that. That's the violation. There's laws to protect this.
That was my next question. Can't they? Can't somebody put a class action lawsuit against them from doing that and put a stop to that?
I'm sure someone will. You know, I think if they rub the wrong people the wrong way, somebody is going to get them.
Yeah.
What Pete's confronted with in his group is the same issue going back to the 50s and 60s with Bob Hoffa and Pay Raider's concern of how do you keep Mr. America marketable to the general public. And that's why they always had to try to have a balance of muscularity, symmetry, athletic ability, and general appearance. Often it was the general appearance that determined the Mr. America over top of who was most muscular. That's why they cut the most muscular award, because often the most muscular bodybuilder didn't win the Mr. America.
Yeah, right. So they had to give them some sort of a consolation prize.
And they went via the leaders.
Yeah.
That's when bodybuilding really morphed, and they just went for size. Symmetry went out the window. It was just size and freaking muscularity to the point where they just morphed out of public context, and they're not viable anymore. Nobody can relate to them.
About this, Randy. Going back to something we said earlier about 98% of bodybuilders suffer from body dysmorphia. Whether they realized it or not, the Weeders capitalized on that neuroses by just rewarding people who got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
They still do. The NPC and the IFBB still do that today. Okay, who wins? We're most likely fixed, but they have had opportunities in the past to go in different direction, and if you can't market your product to the public, then it's never going to grow. So
exactly.
That's the problem. Pete's confronted with. We have to get a bodybuilder, an athlete that is viable and acceptable to the public and can relate.
Look, CrossFit has done that. CrossFit is the most extreme type of training you can see. The CrossFit Games are one of the biggest events in the world today. I mean, they've done it because they're using people who, the people who are in CrossFit, regular people, and they are achieving physiques that are maintainable and achievable and look normal and look good. I mean, it's, if anything, it's an example of what the human physique can look like when honed properly. There are early points in every bodybuilder's career where he has that, but in order to be competitive, he has to go past that into the freak zone. And quite frankly, that's where they lose the public appeal. Listen, we have to end the show today. We'll have Pete Grimkowski back on. I know a lot of people want to know more about the 70s and stuff like that. We'll have Randy back on again. If you want to learn more about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, two great books you must read, go to randyroach.ca. Randy even has his own podcast now that he does periodically, so you can listen to that over there. And then, of course,
theworldofmuscle.com, Carl. That's theworldofmuscle.com is where we do the podcast.
Okay, theworldofmuscle.com?
Yeah, www.theworldofmuscle.com. We'll probably be doing a podcast based on this show with Pete and you, the three of us.
There you go. And then, of course, if you want to learn more about the upcoming Mr. America competition in Rochester, New York, ironically, the first Mr. America competition happened in Schenectady, New York, it appears. But it's coming back to its roots. It's back in New York. You go to MrAmerica.life. You can also learn about the hydrogen product there as well. Listen, guys, thanks for being on the show today, okay?
Okay.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Carl.
And thank you to Brooks Cubic for the first hour. Please visit brookscubic.com and go to amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic to get any of his wonderful books. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for our episode of Casual Friday. Don't miss it. It's going to be a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.